Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, fellas, welcome to my seminar. I know a lot of you are having trouble out there on the dating scene. Women want you to protect and provide, and they don't want to give you anything in return. They're not bringing anything to the table, and they're telling you that your masculinity is toxic. Well, it's time to flip the script on these women. I want you guys to enter your soft guy era, and I'm going to explain exactly what that means. Everything the women are doing, you do it to them. And I'm going to give you a few examples. Tell the women, you know what? If you don't approach me first at the club, you're insecure. If you are talking to or dating a female and you're out on one weekend shopping, looking for some sneakers, a new fit, some cologne, you should text her and ask her to Venmo you half the money for the purchase. If she wants you to start doing husband duties, tell her that she has to make you a husband first. And the golden rule when it comes to dating, fellas, is if she wanted to, she would. Drizzle, drizzle.
Yeah, you better.
All right, guys, before we get into this video, please like and subscribe. I try to keep you up to date on all the ever-changing trends that are occurring on the internet. And today we're going to talk about a very new sassy trend known as the soft guy era that is taking off online. First, I got to give you a little bit of background on how this trend came to be. And we're going to talk about the dating scene right now in the modern day and age where we have a lot of butting heads between men and women. First, we're going to start off with what many women have been doing out there on the dating scene. Of course, not all of them, but this soft guy era trend is in retaliation to what many women have been doing out there, and that is stating that they're entering their soft girl era. For those of you who don't know what the soft girl era is, it's when women are soft and feminine. Maybe they put on a bit of a ditzy personality, even though they've got their intellect intact, all for the purpose of getting a man who is going to protect and provide. A lot of them want what we would call princess treatment. They want to be catered to, provided for, all from a man who presumably has a lot of money. Now, I'm not speaking for all soft girls, so do not come for me. A lot of you are choosing to bring something to the table in tandem with what the man is doing for you in dating. But there are particular women on the internet who are encouraging others to take on this soft girl persona, act a little dumb, and find a man who just wants to throw money and gifts and all this stuff at you. Many of you may be familiar with Shara Seven, who is an influencer slash dating life coach on the internet who advises women on how to usher themselves into a soft girl era and get a man to pay for everything that she wants. Her famous tagline is sprinkle, sprinkle.
Oh, me, sprinkle, sprinkle.
After she gives women advice as to how to really bait and catch a man like this. Now, Shara Seven is wildly popular and a lot of women have been taking up her advice, implementing it in their own lives and finding men who are willing to protect and provide for them at virtually no cost to the women. They just have to sort of put on this soft girl act. But it seems as though many men on the internet have caught on to what women are doing, and they are now in retaliation starting their soft guy era. And I have compiled some videos today of men explaining that they're going to be entering their soft guy era. I want you to hear it from the horse's mouth, so I'll let them explain.
Men are becoming way more sassy.
How?
And way more like they...
How?
Because girls are fighting for, like, equality.
You
like,
said you're independent.
I think they're the prize.
We like, are.
Nobody's chasing you.
You are.
Nobody.
You are. I'm not gonna lie. All I heard was, I'm broke. I'm broke. I'm broke. It'd be the same girl saying, I don't need a man. I don't need shit from a man. I'm an independent mommy. Like, what do I need a man for? Okay. Move in alignment with that. Why do you keep talking? Right? Now that I'm in my soft guy era, I'm starting to realize you guys actually do need us. We actually are the prize. You guys beg us, when are you gonna take me serious? Never. How about that? Never. I'm never taking you serious because you're not paying for anything. You're like, you're just broke as shit. And then you want me to take you serious and date you. No, pick up a bill. Once you pick up a bill, now we can start to talk. Women start complaining, oh, these men don't want commitment. I wonder why, because you're broke. Why would I want to be committed to a broke What the is that? Some of y'all women are actually super disturbing. How can your whole outfit be from Shein or Fashion Nova and you're asking me for a Chanel bag? Right? You should figure out how you can see if you can work at FedEx to get your money up.
Okay, so y'all got the message there. I will say, they do pay those FedEx drivers a lot of money. So it is something to consider if you need to get your money up. I will say, if I'm going to critique this guy's form and his communication, there was nothing soft about what he just said to the women that he's speaking to. So we could work on sort of dialing that down, getting to know our feminine a little bit, and then promoting that very same message. It's not exactly giving soft guy era. Now, I don't know how true this is to life. If you're a guy watching right now, you'll have to let me know, but it seems as though these guys are at the very least running into women on the internet who are saying things like, I won't date a broke man. I want my man to already be successful. I've even seen some women say, I need to look at a man's bank account before I agree to go on a first date. And they're sort of taking on that energy, seeing that they are somewhat being commodified or that dating is becoming transactional to a lot of these women. And now they're throwing it back in their face and saying, you know what?
I don't want to date a broke woman.
And I think we're going to see more and more of these conversations because we have really ushered in an era of equality. Women are working, they have careers, many of them are becoming far more educated than men, and that means they're making their own money. In a lot of ways, they have more earning potential than men, and these women who are making their own money are then saying, I want a man who's successful, or I want a man who pays for everything. And at some point, with equality, that's not going to work anymore, because it doesn't really make sense for a guy to be paying for everything that a woman gets when she has her own money. So we're gonna have to balance things out. Now, do I think this is the way that we achieve that? No. And I understand that a lot of this is tongue-in-cheek. They just want to throw it back in women's face, sort of tell a little bit of a joke and get their lick back, so to say. But let's hear from more men who are also taking on their soft guy era. This next video actually shows you one of the women with the energy that men are responding to. She thinks she's the prize. Let's watch.
I don't like 50-50. I don't do coffee dates. I don't care how much money I ever make. I still want my man to pay for everything. He should pick me up. He should drop me off. He should buy me Ubers. In exchange, he gets to not embarrass me and breathe my air. I think it's pretty fair. I think we're even Stevens. Otherwise, I don't need a man. Just I have a man.
Aww, no. It doesn't sit right with me. I don't care how much money I make. I still want my man to pay for everything. How about no? See, a lot of women have never came across a man that told them no. They're simply just not used to that. See, it's 2024. You're going to be making money. You're going to be spending that. You're not just going to be sitting there spending all my money while you're sitting on yours. You're going to be spending it. I don't care. See, this is what the soft guy era is about. You women are going to start coming out of pocket. It doesn't make sense. You're a grown woman. You're going to be paying grown woman bills. And see, my problem with this is a lot of women sit here and say, oh, well, if I'm going to be paying bills, I'm going to be paying all my own bills without a man. If I'm going to pay bills, I'm going to pay all of my own without a man instead of going half on them. It doesn't make sense. And this logic shows you that they only look at men as wallets. That's literally all they look at men as, wallets. I'm telling you, that's exactly what it is. A lot of you men need to start telling these women no to see if they even really like you for real. I came across some women, bro. They be like, oh, you're the first man that ever told me no. I'm like, what? I'm the first man to ever tell you no. See, a lot of men can't keep a woman unless they're spending all their money. That's why. Listen, if she's thinking like this, bro, you're not dealing with a woman, bro. You're not. You're dealing with a spoiled little girl, a spoiled brat. A brat, that's all you're dealing with. I don't care how much money I make. My man should still pay everything. You're stingy and you're selfish. I don't need a selfish woman in my life. I don't. I'm in my soft guy era.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, this trend is hilarious to me. I gotta be real with you guys. This is hilarious. Now, I understand what he's saying. There are a ton of women out there who do view the men that they date purely as bank accounts. It is very much a transactional experience for them. They show up, they give their time, maybe a little bit of affection, and they want money and gifts and prizes in return from these men. And as a man, and especially if you are a successful one out there, you do sort of have to weed out these women when you are on the dating scene. And a lot of that is sort of testing the waters a little bit, and maybe it's saying no. It doesn't have to be as harsh as what this guy is describing, but you do need to find out whether or not somebody is actually there for you. And that takes time. You know, you have to see proof from the person that you're dating from both ends of the spectrum, as a man and as a woman. If I was a man who was extremely successful, I might hold off on sharing that information on the first, second, or third date to see if we truly vibe with one another and we have great chemistry, because you can always get somebody a really big gift. You can always start spending on them, but that should come with love and respect. And I will say, as a woman who works and generates her own income, when you like somebody, you want to pay for things. You want to go out and buy dinners or get them gifts every now and again. And it's not because you want to show your provider mindset. It's just because you love the person that you're with. So if you're with a woman who is making money, but never ever wants to pay for anything or buy you anything, maybe she doesn't like you all that much. Now, fellas, don't take that as an endorsement of your soft guy era, where you start telling them, you gotta take me to a nice restaurant on the first date, no Cheesecake Factory, and I want a Birkin bag and all this stuff. No, I'm just saying, a woman who truly likes you is not gonna pay any mind to having to pay for a little something here or there, or buying you a gift when the holidays come around, or just for no reason at all. That's all I'm saying. Now, some women are picking up on the soft guy era trend, and they're endorsing it. And instead of sprinkle, sprinkle, as Shara Seven says in her videos, the guys have coined their own phrase, and it's drizzle drizzle. Doesn't quite have the same ring to it, but let's listen.
All right, ladies, the men have decided if you can't beat them, join them. So drizzle drizzle to your sprinkle sprinkle, okay? At the end of the day, you told men that they were toxic just for being men. You told men that strength and macho behavior and all the rest of the things that come along with being a man, those things are all bad. Put them away. Okay. They said no problem. They have no problem being in their soft guy era. So I hope you're not concerned about who's going to be taking out the trash, because guys have decided you, princess, you get to take out the trash. And while we're talking about royalty, I hope you're not wanting to be a passenger princess, because these guys, they want that treatment too. Fair is fair, right? Anything you can do, they can do. All right, well, they've decided to match your sass, and now they're embracing it. So I hope that you get everything that you wanted, because ladies, y'all have created some monsters, okay? So buckle up and enjoy the ride. I don't think it's ending anytime soon. Drizzle, drizzle.
So while her tone may be a little condescending, I think she is picking up on something here with some women in particular. You hear a lot of women say, I want princess treatment from a man, but they're not asking themselves, what is it like to treat your man like a prince and really uplift the things that make him masculine? And that masculinity is what allows him to provide for you and protect you. And I feel like we're missing that part of the equation. And some women are asking for this princess treatment and not giving anything in return. You can't just cherry pick the parts of masculinity that you want to show up in your man and treat him like an ATM. Sooner or later, he's going to pick up on what's happening, and then we get trends like this. Now, is this really happening in real life? I don't know. I feel like if you're actually going out there and dating, you might run into women who have this transactional mindset, or guys who are now in their soft guy era, but you would quickly not want to continue dating whatever individual is so chronically online that they are choosing to implement these ideas in their daily lives. But let's hear more from our soft guys.
So I'm texting this girl and she keep asking, what you doing, what you doing? I'm like, man, I'm at the mall, I'm about to get me some cologne and shit. She was like, oh, okay. And what you gonna be doing after that? I had to go ahead and block her, bruh. Because what you not gonna do is, you're not finna keep asking me what you doing, and then when I tell you what I'm doing and I say I'm about to buy me some cologne, you don't send me half the money. That's unacceptable. That's just low effort. And I don't care that I didn't ask you for the money. You should just know. You should read my mind. You should understand that if I'm buying me something why aren't you chipping in? Why aren't you pitching in to help me get whatever it is that I'm trying to buy? You're not, you're worthless right now. You see what I'm saying? And I really don't feel bad about it, because why are you in my life? Why are you here? And then this really your third day in a row texting me, asking me what I'm doing. I tell you what I'm doing. You don't make the efforts to make plans. You don't make the efforts to try to see me. I got to get you out of here. Because honestly, I do everything by myself anyway. So if you're not adding to my life immediately when we first meet, it's like, why are you here? I got to get you gone. I'm in my soft guy era, and I won't accept nothing less.
He's an independent man. He don't need no woman. Oh my goodness. I'll tell you right now, I am so happy to not be out there on the dating scene and playing the field right now, because if this is what you guys are running to, I might damn near quit myself. Let's watch one more just so we can finish our foundation on this trend.
This is embarrassing for black men. Well, it. I'll hop in then, and I'll say the same thing. I am in my soft guy era. Now it's embarrassing for all men that we're holding our standard the exact same way that you have a standard for us. Okay. That's the woman playbook. They'll either call you insecure, they'll call you gay, which is homophobic, don't do that, or they'll try to shame you. Why do women do that? Because that's their internal playbook. They can't actually make men do anything physically, because obviously we're stronger. So throughout history, that's how they've gotten to control men. However, since y'all wanted equal rights and equal pay so bad, and now that you've gotten it, it's only fair that we go 50-50 in the relationship. Which at this point in the video would invoke you saying, oh, like, you're broke, insecure guy, naturally, but I don't know if you could tell, that is my water view. According to y'all, I'm a high value man. Like, I'm what y'all want. You want a six figure man over 6'1" that is well endowed. But the thing is, asking for 50-50, like, if you guys are like, oh, I'd love to go 50-50 with a man, that's fine. But the thing is, y'all are asking for everything provided for, which is, you know, a guy like me could do it. Most guys can't do it, but I could do it. But imagine if a guy said that. A guy, like, and it just speaks to the ego that y'all have, that y'all think you're all worth a guy paying for everything, when you guys make the exact same because that's what you wanted.
Didn't like the energy on that one. This is when they say we're about to go through the sassy man apocalypse, it's for real. Y'all better arm up, because the sassy men are out there and they are running wild on the internet. Now, this guy couldn't help but let you know how well endowed he is, you know, both financially and physically, and show you his condo. How far that went for you ladies, I don't know. But here we are. That is a very, very sassy man. The thing is, you know, it's funny when it's funny. And I love a guy who can sort of tongue in cheek make a joke about what some women are doing out there on the dating scene. But I hope that men aren't truly taking this seriously and bringing in their soft guy era, because I just don't think, honestly, that they're going to be successful with this. What you would really want to be with the current dating scene that we're in right now is a truly masculine and truly high value man. And when I say high value man, I don't mean 6 foot, six figure, six pack. I mean, you actually have values and morals and principles. And when you take that with you in dating, you will very easily weed out the women who are just there to view you as a transactional experience and get your money. And still, at the end of that, after weeding out all these women, you will remain a high value masculine man who women will be pining for. If you truly have values, if you truly are masculine, women will want you. And it's all about you having the choice and the agency to pick the right one. If I were to go on a date with a man and he started talking about how he's in his soft guy era and he can't date a broke woman and he doesn't want to do XYZ, I would not even wait till the end of the date. I would get up and I would leave. And it's not because I don't agree with the principle that some of these women need a taste of their own medicine. For me, it just emphasizes a certain amount of sassiness and femininity that is not going to work for me. So if it's a joke, it's cool. But I wouldn't go advising men to truly act like this when they're out dating women. If you meet a woman you don't like, get her out of there and move on to the next. You will eventually find somebody. And again, I don't know how reflective this actually is of actual dating. And if you are going out there and meeting somebody that you like, chances are you're going to want to do things for them. They are going to uplift that masculine nature that you have to protect and provide, and you're going to want to exude that. And the same for women. When you found somebody who truly matches your energy and you have chemistry with, they're going to bring out your more feminine side, and you're going to want to exude that with them. None of the people that I know who are actually in healthy relationships are ever having conversations about the transactional nature of their finances and men doing this and women doing that. They're a team and they do what they can together to lead a successful and flourishing life. And when you find the right person, you really shouldn't be having these squabbles about whether or not she's in her soft girl era or you're in your soft guy era. It's getting cheese ball. It's ridiculous. It's a little goofy. And I'd like to think that these trends just mainly exist on the internet, that they're not really getting injected out into the real world. And these people are kind of chronically online. They need to go touch grass and meet people and have their expectations sort of blown out of the water when they meet real human beings and go on real dates. The best thing you can do is not be an entitled soft girl and to also not be an entitled soft guy. Just be good people. And if you find yourself going on dates with people who aren't that good or don't stand by your values and principles or are treating you like an ATM, move on to the next. Get rid of those 304s, and apparently they come in both male and female forms now. Because there are ways to truly find success in dating and to build healthy relationships, and I can almost guarantee to you that way is not ranting about your soft guy era on TikTok. But those are just my thoughts. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. How do you feel about the soft guy era? How do you feel about the soft girl era? Have you experienced these sort of people out there dating? I would love to see your story times in the comments down below about that subject matter in particular. And if you liked this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day. And I will see you next time. Sprinkle, sprinkle, or drizzle, drizzle. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.